USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a professor of medicine and surgery at George Washington University and tells CNN that with more people getting fully vaccinated, now is the time to carefully reopen.
I think we should start to open. And I think the CDC needs to be more proactive in providing these guidelines. But vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission. So we should be cautiously opening our economy to people who have been fully vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During a primetime address earlier this week, President Biden directed states to be ready to open eligibility for COVID vaccination to all adults by May 1st. Alaska has already made that move, and several states have announced a widening of eligibility or a timeline for all adults to get a shot. Former Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Tom Price says reaching that goal shouldn't be a problem. He tells Fox News the country already has the capacity to administer more vaccines per day.
Remember, the benchmark for the number of vaccines that we're able to, the capacity of this country that we're able to provide is during the annual flu season in the fall. And during that period of time, we in this nation vaccinate about 3 million individuals a day. So we're just at 2.2 with the COVID-19 vaccine. So we've got more capacity, more opportunity to increase that to something that we do every single year in this country with the annual flu vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Despite issuing the directive, the Biden administration continues to refuse to call the situation on the border a crisis. Former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that it's irresponsible not to call it a crisis, and the statistics back that up.
In February, we saw over 100,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the southwest border. We're seeing daily flows anywhere between 4,000 and 500 to what I learned last week was 6,000 in a single day, 800 unaccompanied minors in a single day, and the statistics keep going on. Under anyone's definition, we absolutely have a crisis on the southwest border, and it's just irresponsible that they continue to spend and lie to the American people.
And several college basketball conference championships were up for grabs on Saturday. Rick Pitino will take Iona to the big dance in his first season with the school as the Gaels captured the Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference title. Pitino becomes just the third coach to take 5 different schools to the NCAA tournament, joining Lon Kruger and Tubby Smith. Texas, San Diego State, Texas Southern, Georgetown, Georgia Tech, Eastern Washington, Abilene Christian, and North Texas all also punched their tickets to the big dance Saturday with conference championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.